Miloš Ninković is proud of his homeland and once played for Serbia against Australia at the 2010 Football World Cup. When he was playing in that match, he had no idea he would one day be living in Sydney and playing in the A-League. He says he loves it so much he wants to live in Australia after he finishes playing.
I apply for Australian residence and probably soon I will become Aussie. You know, which is very good for me and my family. And even I said many times that I'm happy here. I want to finish my career here, maybe to stay after career to live here.
Ninković's future may lie in Australia, but he says he's still hoping to be on the plane for Serbia at the World Cup.
I played one World Cup in 2010, and now we have some young players, very good players in Serbian national team, and maybe it's time for them. But like I said, you never know. This is football. And we'll see what is going to be happening.
Ninković's impact in the A-League has been huge. He helped Sydney FC to the A-League title last season and to the FFA or Football Federation Australia Cup. But when it comes to his Serbian roots, he is more than happy spending time involved with the community in Sydney. One of his former coaches in Belgrade, Miša Radović, says Ninković is one of Serbia's finest ambassadors.
To have such a rare talent in this country, I always say for our community how proud of we are of Miloš. And I always compare him in a way with Novak Djokovic, and I think that two of the best sportsmen ever come to this continent is Miloš Ninković and Novak Djokovic.
Despite a tough World Cup grouping with Brazil, Costa Rica and Switzerland, hope is high in the Serbian community that something special could still happen in Russia. Ninković says the order the matches are played will help Serbia.
Last game we play against Brazil, first game against Costa Rica. If we win first game against Costa Rica, against Switzerland, we can win as well. And I think we have better chance than Australia to go through.
Ninković is working on plans for a youth academy in Australia, and it would not be aimed at just elite players. He says he believes there is a lack of quality football coaching available for young children in Australia. Ninkovic's old friend Miša Radović will help him establish the project.
We would really love to do anything best for a community here in Australia to pass our knowledge and to do something really special, you know, when it comes to the junior football in this country.
But before that project is launched, Ninkovic is looking to steer Sydney FC to back-to-back A-League titles and reignite the team's stalling Asian Champions League campaign.